Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And guess what? Best news of all, He does not even waste our failures. How awesome is that, y'all? I get excited about this kind of stuff. I'm your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Let the Church Now Rise, from the live recording, We Are the Army. This song was born on January 5th, way back in 1988, during a time when God was teaching me volumes about the reality of spiritual warfare. As usual, this song actually came in the midst of spiritual warfare. Practice what you preach, right? At a time when the church didn't seem to know and still doesn't fully understand or know its own power or even see the need to use it, God began calling us as a body to rise up and to be who He has called us to be. And just who has He called us to be? We are overcomers by virtue of the blood of Jesus Christ. We are victorious. Why? Because we follow Jesus and He is the victor. He is the champion. He has conquered sin, death, hell, the grave. He's conquered it all. We are His, so therefore we are conquerors through Jesus Christ. What we need to realize is that the keys of His kingdom, the weapons of our warfare, are prayer and praise. In fact, prayer is praise and praise is prayer. If we truly believed this, then we would be on our faces continually, day in and day out, crying out to God and standing against the enemy. Why don't we do this? Why don't we rise up, church, and be the church? Let's run to the battle rather than away from the battle. Why should we run toward the battle? Why should we even storm the very gates of hell? Because we follow the one who has defeated both death and hell. Revelation 1, verses 17 through 18 says it like this. When I saw Him, talking about Jesus, I fell at His feet like a dead man. And He placed His right hand on me, saying, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and of Hades. Let's think about this. What areas of darkness, spiritual darkness, do you need to do spiritual battle against today? Let's do this then. Let's face those things right now with the faith of spiritual warriors who know the end of the story. Guys, pure and simple, we win.
Let the church now rise. Let the church now rise and storm the gates of hell. Let the people rejoice, their mighty praises swell. Oh, let the army arise and let your praise go forth for Jesus.
Gates of hell, let the people rejoice.
Father, we declare by virtue of the blood of Jesus Christ that we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Brothers and sisters, we've been talking about this for several weeks now, spiritual warfare, but it bears reminding. 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 5 says this, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ." Guys, what this means is quite simple. We have no reason to fear the enemy. God has given us the tools necessary to defeat him and to defeat his lies, but it is up to us to put them on, put them into practice. Matthew 16, verse 19 says this. This is Jesus talking. "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Who's he talking to there? You and me. "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven." Let's do this. Let's rise up and be the church, and let's face the enemy head on. We are assured the victory because Jesus has sealed the deal for us on the cross. If you still don't know what to do, just begin speaking the name of Jesus into the dark areas of your life. The demons will flee. It really is that simple. And let's have one another's backs while we're at it. I've got yours covered in prayer. Do you have mine? We're in this together, so let's storm the gates of hell with the truth of God's word. Let's be the overcomers God says we are. Amen. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my amazing, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Guys, if you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes right now and just leave me a review? And to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's also another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy. You might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out. It's allinallchurch.com. And while you're at it, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, and the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. I also have two fantasy book series. One is called The Chronicles of Bryn. This is a three-book series. And the other is called The Barons of Bryn. So far, it's a two-book series with another one on the way. I also have children's books, devotional books, and even a thriller called The Short Life. Check them out for me when you get a chance. Thank you once again for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song Let the Church Now Rise from the live recording We Are the Army, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And if you remember nothing else about today's podcast, remember this. You are overcomers. You are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. You are victors, not victims. And remember this, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.